Greetings, greetings, Sangha. Wherever you are in this moment on this planet Earth, good wishes to you. So we continue today, our fifth day in the series of exploring supportive conditions for samadhi, for concentration, for calming, settling, unifying the mind heart. And just to briefly remind us what we have worked with, and all these conditions together are really support each other. It's not just one versus another, all of them together. The fabric, it's as if samadhi is a fabric, and it's made of all these threads. Relinquishing what is not helpful. And on the other side of the coin, noticing there is joy in the present moment. This moment is enough. There is beauty, wonder, awe, and this, the simplicity of this moment. And then there is relaxing the body, a relaxed body, so that it can support a relaxed mind. And that is only possible, it becomes wise effort, if on the other hand, we have atapi, gentle persistence, coming back over and over again. As well as what we discussed, vitaka and vichara, initial application, sustained application, connecting with the breath, surfing the breath, surfer enjoying, surfing the entirety of the breath. Today, we could have gone on more and more, and yet today, what we will add here is our attitude, our intention, our interest, because the way we approach this practice makes a difference. Is the mind tight? Is the mind curious and interested to learn no matter what? Does the mind have zest? Does the mind have a wanting? I want the mind to settle. Does it want a state? Does it want an experience? So what is the attitude? Is the heart giving itself? Is it dedicating as if it's honoring, as if it's putting itself on the altar, as if it's a sacred act, this practice? Ah, these dimensions of beauty and sacredness in the practice. Or do we have a work orientation? We bring the mind that we have in daily life, the achievement orientation. Do we bring that? What is the attitude? What is the container? So becoming tuned to that, again, without judgment. If you notice, oh yeah, I really want to state, I really want to get concentrated and have absorption and upachara samadhi, the access concentration, and jhanas. Oh, okay, yeah, there it is. Oh, sweetheart. Yeah, I know that brings tightness, that brings pain. Practice becomes a source of suffering. So just know, just notice. So with that, let's settle. Let's settle and begin. Settling into our bodies. Landing. Turning our gaze inward to the simplicity, delicious simplicity. Of taking refuge in this moment, taking refuge in this body, in this breath, in the goodness of our intention, of wanting to wake up, wanting to cultivate goodness, kindness, peace, offering ourselves wholeheartedly. Trusting the goodness of our intention. Connecting to something above and beyond ourselves. Trusting. This expansiveness, spaciousness of this goodness that we are a part of, whether or not we see it, we have access to it. Trusting it and relaxing into it. Trusting the stream that will carry us. Letting the body relax, soften, as if you are floating, floating in a gentle, gently loving stream of goodness. If your body is tight, it's harder. Imagine yourself floating on top of the water with ease. Stream of the Dharma. Goodness, you're a part of. Turning away from what is not helpful. Recognizing the joy, the delight of coming back. Connecting with the breath. Staying on the breath as if you were surfing. This beautiful wave of the breath, this gift of the breath, for as long as possible before dropping off and connecting, catching the next wave. With interest, with reverence. Not with expectation or tightness. But with grace. Let the body be soft and relaxed, letting go of any tension. With each breath, calming, soothing, settling. checking in now and then. Is the body relaxed? Is the mind relinquishing, turning away from what's not helpful in this moment? Recognizing the simplicity, the joyful, delicious simplicity of what's already here. Connecting with the breath. In the lower abdomen, if the mind is busy today, the lower abdomen is most settling. And serving the breath, as many breaths as available. Enjoying surfing. The joy of surfing the breath. What is the attitude of the mind that's meditating? And as we end the sit, having appreciation, acknowledgement, gratitude for having been able to show up as much as well as it's been available. Letting our hearts brighten in the goodness, trusting there is goodness, letting go of any judgment of, oh, distracted, sleepy, dot, dot, dot. It's okay. You showed up. Showed up to the temple as well as you could. Walking, bouncing, crawling. You showed up. That's all that matters. Appreciating yourself. And sharing this goodness. As a gift of generosity. With yourself and all beings everywhere. May our practice, our cultivation of peace and goodness support, awakening of all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you for your practice.